This is Ed Goldman with the Goldman State Podcast. A destination wedding is often a mission implausible. It can require you to fly somewhere, possibly requiring your passport, to shell out for lodgings you didn't have a say in selecting. If you're part of the wedding party, you'll either need to rent a tuxedo or have your existing one altered. It's been well documented that after a few years, an unworn tuxedo can shrink in a closet. Or you might need to purchase a dress you ordinarily wouldn't be caught dead in and will absolutely never wear again. Whether you're in the party or not, though, you'll still need to buy a lovely gift from the luxury product store at which the couple is, quote, registered, unquote. That's a strange word choice. I thought it only applied to parolees. If you have a job, you'll also need to take some time off. Unless you already live in Maracaibo, Tahiti, or Monte Carlo, a destination wedding can take hours or days to get to and get back from. Oh, and don't forget the parking fees if you can't get one of your stay-at-home 30-year-old kids to drive you to the airport because they're too busy finding themselves. I confess I've attended only a few destination weddings. My brother Jerry's first and third ones in New York and North Lake Tahoe, respectively. My late brother Stuart's only wedding in L.A. My cousin Julie's also in Southern California. And my cousin Molly's somewhere in the Bay Area. But I've been invited to a few of them, and herein lies the point of today's sermon. I didn't go, didn't want to go, and haven't lost a moment of sleep for not going. A recent exception was the wedding of some dear friend's son in Tallahassee, Florida. In that instance, COVID, not recalcitrance, kept me away. I'm also not sure I was missed, except for one wedding in Colorado, I vaguely recall it, which I was supposed to officiate. But I gave that couple plenty of advance warning so they could find someone else to usher them into holy matrimony. Okay, I'm not saying that 2 days' notice wouldn't have been preferable, but who knew I was going to get the flu that morning? Or a cold? Or botulism? I can't remember every single lie I tell, and I'll bet you can't either. Now, in a staggeringly insightful story on CBS's Money Watch, it was reported that going to, quote, special celebrations such as weddings, birthday parties, and other events can be expensive for guests, particularly if they require loved ones to travel long distances or spring for a wardrobe upgrade, unquote. Wait, there's more to this. Quote, on average, wedding guests planned on spending $611 per event in 2023, according to a survey from Bankrate. A total that reflects spending on gifts, clothing, and beauty, plus travel and accommodations, unquote. Now, how can anyone calculate that someone will spend that precise amount? It's beyond not only my Ken, but also my Barbie. All I can imagine is that every attendee is traveling on a government entity's per diem reimbursement rate. I once went to speak at a conference on behalf of the city of Sacramento and was told I could stay at a hotel costing no more than $85.62 per night and eat no meal costing more than $6.75. There is no budget for alcohol, not even the kind you'd rub on your bruised knee after fainting from malnutrition in the lobby of a Motel 6. Michelle Singletary, an opinion writer for the Washington Post, wanted to reassure young people who simply didn't have the scratch to attend a destination wedding, bar mitzvah, or coronation. Quote, you aren't being selfish if you can't go because the cost is too high. You're being responsible, she said, adding, quote, those who receive invitations and RSVP no shouldn't feel guilty for doing so either. In fact, quote, making financially prudent decisions is commendable. Let the budget be the bad guy and tell the person, I just can't afford to go, unquote. Now, she doesn't begrudge couples for hosting destination weddings, though. Quote, I think people do it because that's where they want to have their wedding. That's fine, she said, but don't expect people to come if they can't afford it. The writer then gave a few tips on how to handle being invited to a destination wedding. Quote, first, estimate how much attending would cost. Do not go into debt to attend a wedding. But if you're inclined to attend, start saving as soon as you RSVP. Don't feel obliged to be a part of the wedding party. Remember, you don't have to attend every event. You could skip the bachelorette party but attend the wedding. Well, thanks, Michelle, but you can also come down with botulism. That works for me every time. I'm Ed Goldman. My column, The Goldman State, comes out every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. You can subscribe for free at goldmanstate.com. Thanks for listening.